Joining us this morning, 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you. Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Say, lots of stuff despite the legislative session being out. Lots of things still going on. And one thing that's happening here for North Central Washington, Wenatchee in particular, is this new Apple Loop project. Can you talk about that a little bit and tell us how it might be of benefit and impact us even out here in the Lake Chelan Valley and beyond?
Yeah, well, that's a really exciting development. The city of Wenatchee and other local partners have for 4 years now put in an application for a federal grant for a series of projects throughout the Wenatchee Valley and into Douglas County known as the Apple Capital Loop Project, which is actually a series of projects. They did just get word from the federal government of a $92 million grant, which is phenomenal. That's just absolutely fantastic for a portion of those projects. We still at the state level have been working to put together a proposed transportation investment package for new projects. That did not actually pass this last legislative session, although it was on the move, and the governor even speculated that perhaps he might call a special session in the fall to get this new statewide transportation investment package to his desk. But that remains to be seen whether he'll do that. But I think what this does, obviously there's a lot of people coming in through Wenatchee to get up to Chelan to recreate and as visitors. And so having a good transportation flow throughout the Wenatchee Valley is helpful to city of Chelan and the surrounding area. But also, because we received $92 million of federal grants for projects in Chelan and Douglas County, that might free up capacity for other new projects in Chelan County, which could benefit the city of Chelan and surrounding areas. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm glad we got it done. It doesn't resolve all the transportation issues in our state. We're still going to need some new revenues to pay for new projects, and we're going to have to figure out just how to do that and really what people want. Mm-hmm. So,
and that loop is what, some 11 miles, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, the Apple Capital Loop is not to be confused, but that's a separate asphalt trail. This is kind of like this loop of projects, which includes the McKittrick Underpass in Wenatchee and a connection to the Apple Capital Loop. So there's, you know, the whole series of different projects that they kind of put together in this theme known as the Apple Loop Project. But yeah, it was ultimately a $200 billion set of projects. I think $92 million was funded, so we still have some more work to do at the state level if we wanted to complete all those. Plus, there's other ones outside of the city of Wenatchee and the surrounding areas that we need funded as well, even including projects up in the Met House. So there's a lot of transportation needs. But paying for it is always the challenge, and some people want the projects and want the roads to be better maintained, but they aren't always willing to pay additional fees, so we just have to sort through some things on that.
Mm-hmm. Here we are in triple digit temperatures. Yesterday we had a little bit of a scare over on the South Shore. Fire crews were able to get a fire contained to less than an acre. Any information from a state level on, as it relates to wildfires?
Well, we continue to put more investments in wildfire, both on the front end, which is the fire suppression, trying to put out the fires soon after they get started, rather than just managing them once they get burning. So that, you know, that's a big issue for us in firefighting and fire suppression. With more air assets and being able to have more infrastructure at the local level to get that initial attack underway, that's really important. But also a long-term effort of forest health and wildfire management, burning some of the underbrush, clearing some of that underbrush, and then also selectively and strategically thinning some of the small diameter trees all throughout our forest lands. We also have a big partner with the U.S. Forest Service. They own a lot of land, so there's only so much the state can do. But we really need to continue to be mindful about our risk of wildfires. The 12th District in Chelan has had an unfortunate history of devastating wildfires. It can not only be damage structures and threaten lives, but it can also severely impact our economy. And the last thing we want after this year of COVID and being cooped up inside would be some sort of nasty wildfire that is all smoky and keeps the visitors away. So we really need to do everything we can as we head into this 4th of July holiday to be thoughtful about that and be responsible about minimizing any wildfires that we could cause ourselves.
Mm-hmm. We're also in the season of redistricting. Tell us about that and what changes you kind of see coming our way.
Well, we do a redistricting process every 10 years in the state. It's pretty bipartisan. We have a bipartisan transfer redistricting commission that focuses on this. We have more population being reported in Western Washington based on the recent census than in Central and Eastern Washington. So what that may mean is that the legislative districts for state legislature and the federal congressional districts in Central and Eastern Washington could actually get a little bit bigger in terms of geography to make up for that. And the population counts are higher in Western Washington, so the geographic size of those districts may shrink. But we have 49 different legislative districts in our state. I represent District 12. If you look at a map of the state of Washington, they're all different pieces and sizes. So, but they all have to be balanced based on population, and that's what the redistricting process is all about. So our boundaries may adjust a little bit for our district.
Mm-hmm. But we shouldn't anticipate anything too crazy.
Hopefully not. Yeah. Hopefully it'll probably just get a little bit bigger. Maybe in the 12th district may grow into Kittitas County, for example.
Interesting.
So, who knows?
Very good. We sure appreciate your time this morning. Anything else we need to get out and share with the community this morning?
Well, it's an honor to represent our district. If people have any thoughts, concerns, or questions about wildfire, about transportation, about redistricting, or anything else, the best way to reach me is SenatorBradHawkins.org through my website.
Very good. We sure appreciate your time this morning, Senator. Thank you so much. Have yourself a terrific 4th of July holiday.
Likewise, and stay safe.
Yeah,
thanks, Jeff.
You as well.